One of our regular contributors and good friends to the program is Rodney Matthews, who's executive director of Urban Vision. Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning.
Boy, I'm so used to seeing you and giving you like a bro hug,
man. I know.
No more bro hugs.
Different times.
So I've been thinking about you guys as I know so much of what you do is reaching out to kids in groups. So, I mean, have you had to shut it all down? How are you guys adjusting to the changes?
Well, we're adjusting very quickly.
You have no choice, I suppose.
No choice. We actually were out in front of this a little bit. We were struggling in early March with just what was going on, what we were seeing, and being a place that brings together so many different cultures and so many different schools in our after-school program of 150 kids coming, and then we got, you know, close to 200 kids coming on Fridays for our kids' club. It was just like, wow, if one kid in one school brings it to our group, it's going to go to 20 schools and it's going to go to 15 cultures.
Huh. Right.
And we're just like, we just felt like, because of our diversity, which is a blessing, we just felt like we had to shut things down even before the schools did.
Really?
And yeah, we shut down on the 11th of March because of that. From our everyday regular programming, and it started to make a switch. But you know, we run with volunteers that we're running in the age range that's very susceptible to this. So just so many factors for us, we just couldn't help but say, for this season and this time, we've got to take a step back and look at doing some things some different ways.
So when you say shut down, you list like. Lock the doors. Like it's the building had to close before.
Well, not quite that far, but we started off slowly because back then it was like the message was just coming out shortly thereafter of, hey, no more than 50 in the group, you know, 50 people in a group size. And
right.
That came out a couple of days after we did that. We had shut down our bigger programs that had 150, actually more than 50 kids here at one time. So we had just started a counseling partnership with Emerge Ministries, and so we kept our one-on-one counseling going for a while afterwards and things like that for another week or two, and then we finally just said, hey, we just need to like kind of like not have people coming into the building until we get a better idea of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so for the last month or so, it's been six people coming to our facility to – from staff, in our, we've got 34,000 square feet with six people. So we've got definitely social distancing going on. And, the rest of my staff is at home working from home doing, creating content and programming for our summer. So we're actually trying to get ahead, for summer and for fall. They're creating classroom stuff. So, whether it's for summer or for fall, you know, it'll be flexible that way. But we're trying to get ahead on creating content. We've also went greatly to creating content online. So now our classes for our kids are available to go to our website and jump on and see the different age-appropriate, you know, reading classes, math classes, Bible classes, and stuff that way so that they're connecting that way. So that's what a lot of my staff is working on at home from now.
Rodney, we know that most of the people that your ministry serves, Urban Vision, are in poverty and a lot of them are refugees, and many of them are frontline workers. How is this season impacting them, especially as they navigate the complexities of homeschooling online?
That's a great question. You know, our families that we work with, they vary in their demographics, I guess you'd say, their economical status. You know, we've got a lot of families. Most families have are working, and we see a lot of them that seem to still be working. It's a little harder to communicate these days than it was before when they came to our building every day and pick up their kids. They see them in the parking lot. We have, over the last 5 weeks, made three food supply deliveries to each of those families that we work with. And we're doing that through, you know, the windows. We're seeing that they're there. We're not having a lot of face-to-face contact time and able to talk or anything. So what we've had in our phone calls to the families hasn't shown a lot of huge hardships. I guess it's just been interesting to me, this whole thing with the coronavirus. You know, there was I heard a lot of unrest, especially I had people in my community that were being blamed because they were Asian.
Did that really happen, Rodney?
Oh, I had people on my staff that are Asian that were actually confronted on the street about, like, you did this and were mad at them.
In Akron that happened?
Yes. And yet I don't know of a single person who has this virus in our neighborhood. So I'm just saying, like, from what I've seen, you know, because it did not come from originate in our country, what I've seen, that this has been more of an affluential issue than an issue of, you know, refugees and diversity. You know, because the people in my neighborhood don't travel across the world and haven't been in contact with that. I think other areas you see with the large populations and such is because of the overcrowding and the proximity to each other that you're seeing a lot more issues there. But in Akron, we don't have that huge populational issue of overcrowding. I mean, I went to homes, you know, maybe I went to a duplex or a triplex at the most when I'm delivering that food. So, you know, my families are kind of like, you know, I would say more of than poverty. I would say that a working class or working poor for the most part. Mm-hmm. Just to give a little bit of clarity, I guess, on where I see us, our community working together.
Sure.
But I haven't seen a huge impact other than monetarily through our community and socially being cut off, and the kids are, you know, wanting to give Miss Jody hugs when we drop off food and things like that. We're like, no, we can't do that right now, you know. and just, you know, when are we coming back, you know, and moms, just like anywhere else, they're like, when do my kids get to go to school again? Because, like, you know, this is my house is like crazy. So, yeah, it's very normal. Everything you would expect somewhere else, except, you know, there's just it's still a different culture in the household, but that's about it.
I'm encouraged to hear that, Rodney, although I have to tell you that I've seen a bunch of articles out there about racism against Asian people in the midst of this. And I would say to myself, it's terrible that's happening out there. And then like you kind of rocked my world here. Somebody in your staff that happened to?
Yeah. I've had a couple of people a couple of things I've heard happen in the neighborhood. Yeah. One of the parents got chased out of a parking lot of the grocery store because people were coming after him because he was Asian. So,
oh my goodness.
Chased out of a parking lot. Now, and then how does that impact your staff member who obviously loves Jesus? I mean, how do they process through something horrible like that?
That's a great question, because they're isolated at the same time. Now, that was early on in this, back in March when things were happening. The interesting part is the ethnicity at the time that was with her in the car was actually represented by the person who was making the accusations. So that person was kind of like, what's going on? You know, so it was very unique scenarios. So, I think there's definitely some fear that's at play. It's just processing through. The same person had been through some other crimes in the neighborhood that has put them through some tough times, I'm sure mentally as well. So,
well, it's good to get a clearer picture from, again, Rodney Matthews, Executive Director of Urban Vision, as they're going through this like everybody else in their own unique way. What are your top prayer needs as we wrap up our discussion today?
Well, I think the top need for everyone right now would be two things: salvation for those who need it, and number two would be that this virus would, you know, subside and relent, and that we can move about and be with people, and hopefully we've learned some lessons that God had for us in this time. You know, He uses bad for good often, and I just pray that we realize our dependence and our need for him and for each other.
Yeah. So how can folks find out more about Urban Vision, Rodney, if they want to learn more?
Well, definitely. Today, it's you can't come here, so you got to go to urbanvisionministry.org.
urbanvisionministry.org. Again, urbanvisionministry.org. Or just come to us, brianandjanelle.org. We'd love to connect you. Say hi to Jody for us. You give her a hug since you can, and we can't.
I will.
Okay?
I will. Thanks so much.